Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Lily Allen Duenas. Together, we'll talk about the world of yoga and we'll talk to people from around the world. Before diving into the episode, I wanted to invite you to head on over to my Patreon account. I would love your support and I'm thrilled to have this beautiful community space where we can do yoga together, meditate together, and you'll get access to exclusive content. Get ready for some private Zoom Q&As, free printable art, meditation recordings, and more. Follow the link in the show notes to get started or head on over to any of my social media channels or my website, wildyogatribe.com, to hang out, get to know each other better, and find out more about all the support and resources available to you. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Namaste, family, and welcome back to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Today, I'm so excited to be joined by Rocky Ryu, a yoga teacher from Indonesia, from Surabaya, which is on the Java Island, and it's right next to Bali, very close, but he's been teaching yoga for 25 years. He teaches Ashtanga, Iyengar, and Hatha, and his passions beyond yoga do include therapy, bodywork, anatomy, and massage. So actually for the last decade, he has come up with his own technique in yoga that he calls the RM method. I'm excited to hear more about that. So Rocky, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Hi Lily, nice to meet you. It is such a blessing and happy to finally be here at the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast and speaking with you.
Thank you. I'm happy too. Just to get started, Rocky, can you tell us how yoga first came into your life?
Okay. So back then, in around 1995, I was a stockbroker based in Jakarta. Then I was always flying a lot between Jakarta and Sydney, back and forth. And on my way to the office at Sydney, or when I went back to my apartment, I always walked past this small, nice yoga studio with glass window, and I can see what they did, like the asana. Then it strangely somehow caught my attention. Maybe perhaps my higher self or my intuition was telling me try a class. And as a stockbroker, it's very hard. I had insomnia and my whole body wasn't feeling at best back then. It was a high intense job doing stock. Finally, I went for a yoga class. And surprisingly, I had a good sleep straight away. I wake up fresh and felt different and have an up-level energy. So I never stopped practicing since then. Every time I went to Sydney, I tried and I do that yoga class because at that time in Indonesia, just very few yoga studio. I feel better and better each time. Then I could perform better at work too. Yeah, that's the story.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. And I love that you kept going back and you fell in love with it. And so then you became a yoga teacher too. Did you become a yoga teacher in Indonesia?
Yes. Almost like 20 years over. Yeah. Back then in Indonesia, there were not much yoga studio and yoga teacher at that time. And many people didn't know much about yoga. So many of my family and friends got curious when I told them about my yoga stories. So I gave up my job as a stockbroker and went to be a full-time yoga teacher. Maybe they see a change in me as I felt good about my body and well-being. So eventually they want to me to teach them. So I start teach around like year 2000 and I took all kind of workshops and also yoga teacher training. It was a long time ago, Lily, but many of the classes inspired me to be who I am now. And then like around in 2008, I opened Malika Studio. It is almost 15 years until now. Yeah. Besides, I studied yoga, like many styles of yoga. I also studied Pilates, bodyworks, some physiotherapy training, and advanced physical rehabilitation. And the last during pandemic, this 2 years pandemic, I learned massage in Ubud. I learned Balinese massage, and last year I studied Lick method. It's a logical integration of neuromuscular skeletal kinetic. Yeah.
Wow, that's such an amazing amount of things to learn. You definitely have a lot of passions that extend past yoga into the realm of body work and energy. I love that you've learned so much. I would also like to ask Rocky, what is one of the most powerful lessons that yoga has taught you or a gift that yoga has given you?
I see. For me, the lesson awakens our spiritual sense as well. Empathy, sincerity, loving kindness, and humility. As we know the condition of a student, it is essential to have a sincere intention on how can I assist them to be better, physically and emotionally. I specialize on private classes to focus at the specific condition of a student. For example, people who have frozen shoulder, osteoarthritis, sleep disc pain, polio, cancer, and so forth. I teach the student more than just the asana, but also incorporate some breathing technique and some therapy technique to release the tension physically and mentally. Many people come here wanted to be healed, and I want to do my best for them. Yoga is more than just a job and physical exercise, really. So, generally speaking, Indonesia is a conservative country. Many of the people that I encountered had so much fear and anxiety stored in them. From the family background, society upbringing, who expected them to be someone they're not. So I can see a form of tension in the body. So yoga will help to heal their general health and well-being.
Amazing. I love that you're helping people deal with stress and anxiety, which is something I think every human has a little bit of that, a little or a lot. I think the way the world works, we are stressed and anxious. But something you said that was really surprising to me was that back 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there wasn't a lot of yoga or yoga teachers in Indonesia. Is that really true? I'm very surprised because I feel like it's such an amazing hub, a nexus, a place where people from all around the world come to do yoga now. So I can't imagine it, you know, having no yoga.
Indonesia has been a rich spiritual land since the olden days. It has an abundance of natural and resources as well. There are also many sacred Buddhist and Hindu temples like Borobudur Temple, Singosari, Plaosan, and Bekasi Temple in Bali. There are even Indonesian version of Mahabharata, the India's tale. We have Ramayana in Indonesia and the other epics. There is also Japanese mythology that was invented and inspired by the Hindu Buddha era. Then, in my opinion, the yoga asana itself was not really emphasized, but the spiritual essence is still here. It goes a long way even to the language of Bahasa Indonesia language that we speak today. Like the word asanam become like senam in Bahasa Indonesia, and also the culture of people of Indonesia. It was taught early in the school about yama and yama, but it came in different names, but the essence again was there. But the asana practice at that time, like 15, 20 years ago, there's not many really. Maybe Bali has some, but in the other island of Indonesia, they're not have. Like that. Beside the asana, there's also ancient practice of natural herb medicine that we call jamu. We use these natural remedies to heal the body in natural ways. it is just like the popular Ayurveda in my opinion. Yeah, Jamu in Indonesia, Ayurveda in India. So the asana in Java Island is so many. This yoga studio at that time. 20 years ago, I start teaching some teachers to be yoga teachers now. So in the future, I hope yoga in Indonesia is more accessible.
Yeah, Indonesia is such a rich spiritual place, and I loved my time that I spent there. I spent a couple months, and it was just so beautiful. As you mentioned, such a confluence of cultures, of having the Hindu temples, the Buddhist temples. I just think there's such a beautiful marriage, a combination of spiritual energy there.
Yeah, Bali is different, Lily. Bali is now has so many yoga studios, so many meditation classes, because of the culture there. The culture of Hinduism in Bali, they preserve the Hinduism in Bali is still very good.
Yeah, I also spent a month in Pekanbaru, in Pekanbaru, Indonesia. I was teaching English, and that was not a very Hindu or spiritual center. It was more urban city. So I know that it's not all of the islands of Indonesia, but there definitely is very special places there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would love to hear too about your RM method. When I was first reading about that, I was very curious. What is the RM method and technique?
So the society want a fast, quick result of everything. So for the past 10 years, I have actually designed a method called RM. So I have applied this method to the student in the studio for around 10 years, and it has brought so much positive response. RM method is a technique that helps to maximize the use of muscle in the body and the breath. It is a combination of physical strength, breathing, mind that will naturally align our body posture to the ideal plumb line, the toned body. This method again naturally assists in our asana posture as well. So I put science to yoga, Pilates, and the body work and all that I learned, and I make it very simple and easy method that people can practice easily. Yeah. In the future, we are planning to have more workshops in Indonesia and also internationally. And hopefully, this method can help many more people.
Oh, that's great. How did you first come up with the idea?
The idea came when I was injured from SNP, the slip disc, and also muscle spasm because working too much. And then I rethink to combine the synergy, the yoga and the Pilates and the core strength, the pelvic muscle, using the pelvic muscle is very good. Yeah. Then also this physio techniques combined the everything is very powerful. The combination of movement, the breath work, nervous system, the mind, especially focusing on the pelvic floor muscle and connect everything. It become the yuj, the yoga, the Sanskrit yoga named yuj, that means union. So I united everything.
I love that. I love how you said you pulled it into yuj, to the Sanskrit word, how you were uniting everything together. That's such a beautiful idea. And I would love to learn more from you about the RM method. It sounds like you've created something that's helped a lot of people.
Yes.
So, Rocky, why do you teach yoga? What made you want to become a yoga teacher? What's the reason?
Yeah, I teach yoga because I feel it flows naturally in my body. Then when I go back to Indonesia at that time, my friends start asking me, oh, why not you share yoga with us? So I start to teach. But at that time, when I studied and take the teacher training, yoga or Pilates, I never thought that I will be yoga teacher at the time. But just the passion make me learn, make me study about the yoga and Pilates and body works. But when I come back in here, I see people need yoga and I share with them and become yoga teacher until now.
Beautiful. And tell us more about your passions beside yoga.
Yeah, the passion besides yoga. I'm interested in physical therapy and physiotherapy, the body works, the massage. Now I learned the link method, everything that can assist the health of students. Yeah, the combines to everything, the combines of all technique become RM method. I teach RM method to students and make them better and more healthier and feel good.
I was hoping to hear you speak a little bit about your passion for therapy and body work and massage. What made you want to get into those healing modalities?
Only yoga is not help the students. It's not full help. But we have to combine using the core. Then I also give them a massage to the muscle spasm so it can move without pain.
Okay. Yeah, it definitely is a good thing to help people be without pain. Absolutely. So, Rocky, also, what do you think is something that people get wrong about yoga?
Yoga is more than the body. With asana poses, it even can heal traumatic experiences that are long stored in the body, such as fear, abuse, broken heartness. Generally speaking, people hear that I encounter had so much fear and had anxiety stored in them. So we help them to heal their general health and well-being. So just not just physical, but it's more than that.
Yeah, yoga goes way beyond the physical to the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, all of the koshas, all the layers. And so do you also have more to say, Rocky, on how your culture responds to yoga? Or is that something you think we already talked about?
The Indonesia culture to yoga now is very popular in Indonesia, even in Surabaya. Yeah, people nowadays doing yoga, and we have many yoga studios here in Surabaya, in Jakarta. There's a lot in Bali, also in Ubud especially. And there are many communities and workshops available. There's even Bali Spirit Festival in Ubud, and Surabaya and Jakarta Youth Festival also. So nowadays, yoga is very accessible.
Yeah, there's definitely is a lot of yoga studios, but I have never been to Surabaya. So it's exciting to hear there's a lot of yoga there too. And Rocky, I always like to ask every person who comes on the show, every yoga teacher, what is your definition of yoga?
Yoga for me has become a lifestyle. It is something that is essential to our lives. It helps to balance the body, the mind, the spirit, and we can control our mind, especially in the modern society. Just like the literal meaning of the word yoga, yuds, it helps to connect, to unite it from ourselves to the society to the universe.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's so many ways that yoga connects us, not just to our mind, body, and spirit, but past that, as you said, to society and to the universe and to the divine energy. Rocky, I would love to know, why do you think it's important that yoga is all over the world? I know that it's become more and more popular in Indonesia, but as it's spread all over the world, and it's something that my podcast is all about too, bringing in yoga teachers from all over the world. So why do you think it's important that yoga is everywhere now?
Yoga, in such way, is a tool, a way. Even yoga is an ancient practice in this modern and fast-paced society. yoga helps us to stay healthy. It also heals us from illness like stress and anxiety. So I have a story about a cancer patient here. She told me that after each chemo, her taste bud couldn't taste any food flavor like sweetness, saltiness, and spicy. But after each yoga class, she could taste her food again. And I'm really happy to hear that. So this is just a small example about the story of yoga. And if we can spread yoga in the world, so many people can help from this yoga.
Yeah, many people can benefit. And I love hearing that story about your client or your friend. She couldn't taste, but then after each class, more and more. It's amazing how yoga changes our bodies and changes our minds. And yeah, that's very interesting. I've never heard that specific example given before.
Yeah, the benefit of yoga is to make our lives, to make people with pain better.
Absolutely. Rocky, too, could you tell me more about Indonesia? Maybe somebody hasn't heard that much about Indonesia before and they'd like to know more. So let's spotlight your country.
Okay. So Indonesia is really nice and beautiful country. A lot of nature. We have lots of beautiful mountains, beautiful seaside, the culture, temples, best for diving, and each part island has a different culture. One of the famous that you visit is Bali, but we have others. We have also Sumba, Labuan Bajo, Sumatra, Papua, and also Java with each culture. I recommend you, Lily, to come again and to the listener to visit and explore beautiful Indonesia. If you've been to Bali, then try to go to Borobudur or Sumba or Labuan Bajo. And the Wairabo village is very beautiful. Also, the weather here is also nice and warm, Lily. Even the weather is warm, we have also hot springs here.
Yes. So even if it's chilly out, there's still a place to get warm. Amazing. So Rocky, I will definitely share your Instagram link here in the show notes, so anyone who's listening can get to know you better and can find you at your Instagram linked here in the show notes or on my website, wildyogatribe.com/yoga in Indonesia. But would you like to say here on the podcast the name of your Instagram account or and of your yoga studio?
It's Malika Yoga. Yeah.
And Rocky, do you want to talk a little bit about your advice for the next generation of yoga teachers?
I hope the next yoga generation focus on their clients, not only thinking about take something, but giving more. So when you give more, the universe will come back to you. The good things will come back to you.
That's lovely. So thank you so much for joining me, Rocky, on the podcast today. It's been such a joy to be with you.
I would like to say to our podcast listeners that the key to yoga is to be consistent in the practice and to appreciate simple little things in life. Only with gratitude, then we can be satisfied and happy in life. And lastly, I wanted to really thank you to all my students for all these years. Thankful for their trust in me. My students have become like my family. And thank you, Lily, for having me here in your Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. My conversation with Rocky Ryu, a yoga teacher from Indonesia, was so inspiring as our conversation ebbed and flowed around the confluence of spiritual energies in Indonesia and how yoga has flourished there. I hope that this conversation made you curious about the RM method and about how yoga is a lifestyle, is essential, and a way to make life better. If you're looking to tune into a podcast episode that's all about yoga in Indonesia, then this is the conversation for you. Thank you for listening to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Be well. Thank you for the gift of your attention today. If you feel called, please share this episode with someone who you think could benefit from it. Leaving a review would also be so appreciated. I also hope you can join me online on my website, wildyogatribe.com, or on social media. I would love to get to know you better. I would love to share with you and to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM, send me a note, get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. And as always, be well, dear one. Be well.